Hello, 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 Zender. How are you today?
I'm doing so well. Join you on the show, PC. Zender.
Food and creativity. How are you doing today?
All right, I am amazing.
So, how are you today? I'm Chef Nisi with That's So Good Podcast, Episode 5, Food and Creativity, with special guest Xander Love. And right now, we're listening to some of his groove, nice, smooth music that he's got. But we're going to take a little intro, listen to his song called King Toker. It's streaming on all music platforms. So let's take a listen.
All right, let's get it going.
She said she wanna be right in my show. She said she wanna be right on the flow. I take a picture with your track of pose. Fuck it, you don't need none of your clothes. None of your bros, feel your hoes, feel my bros. Yeah, self-respect and intellect, but they still gotta know how to work the pull of a show. This is for the loot.
Okay.
This is for the blues.
Okay, for the
blues. This is for the red birds.
Okay.
This is how we do in the loot. Hey, she sounds so smooth that I should just have my own theme music. Yeah, she sounds so smooth that I should just have my own theme music. Yeah. Yeah, this is for the loot. Woo! This is for the blues. This is for the red birds. Cause that's just how we do in the loot. Hey, she sounds so smooth. And that shit just sound like your theme music. Yeah, she sounds so smooth. And that shit just sound like your theme music. King Toker, King Toker. Light it up and pass it. Have you smiling like the Joker? What?
King Toker. Yes. Now that's a banger. That is a banger. That's one of those wake up early in the morning and get the day going. Hello, yeah. Hello, Xander.
Hello, absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So let's get right to it. Food and creativity. But before we get to the food and creativity, let's tell our viewers, friends, and family who you are. Xander Love. Who is Xander Love? Let me get a little bit of info about you.
So I'm creatively known as Xander Love. My name is Xander Sims, creatively known as Xander Love. And my Xander Love persona identity is a musical artist, a digital producer, and a creative entrepreneur.
Okay. So you are a Xan of many trades. You can do a lot. And let me might say you have done an excellent job on all of my photos for my podcast. He's done this beautiful one right here that you can see, and everyone that you've always seen on all of my podcasts. He's very talented, very creative, and I don't know why I didn't use him when one of my first podcasts. Very, very, very talented.
Well, we were busy building the show.
I know, right? You've been there since day one. I appreciate it. You've had some obstacles that we had to face, but it all balanced out. It was real smooth. Thank you for just continuing to work with me and believing in my dream.
Absolutely.
And also letting me interview you as well.
Absolutely. Helping me with my dream. Yes, it is.
And then, you know, we just go up from here. Like Cardi B say, up, up, up. It's up and it's up and it's up. So I got a couple of questions for you today, and we're going to get to know each other a little bit more. And also, we're going to listen to some of your tracks that you got. You got coming out. You have one release just on Friday, right?
Exactly, yeah. I got some new projects I can't wait to share.
So. Yes, and I know Cyber Dreams is one of my favorites. I love the words in it. So when we play it in a little bit here, check out the words in detail. It really got some meaning behind it. But before we get to that, I got a couple of questions, Dan, the man. Okay.
Yeah.
My first question for you is, why did you want to be a creative entrepreneur? What is it about your creativity that has inspired you to want to work for yourself?
Absolutely. It's in this day and age, it's so amazing because for the first time, like maybe in the history of humanity, we're starting to see this metaverse come to fruition in this digital universe with pandemic moving it forward. But basically because of my mantra, something I live by, which is part of my name. Mm-hmm. Xander is my middle name, Alex, short for Alexander, which means conquering. Mm. And love, I think, is the guiding force in the universe.
You know, I love that universe. I love universe. That's why we're working together. Universe is off the chain.
Yeah, yeah. So when you put those two together, it means conquering love, or love conquers all. And so that really became something I try to live by and just spread love of being creative with the people I get to work with, the clients I get to work with.
Mm-hmm. Because working with you, you take things to another level. You know, you have a good vision, and that's what I love working with you. And also the people that's probably worked with you in the past, you make things, you know, bigger than what it seems. You broaden up their expectations, and it's just amazing the work that you do. And then you've introduced your music world to me as well. I mean, I knew that you did dabbled a little bit, but that song you just played, it was out of sight. I mean, I didn't think you could rap like that. I didn't even know. I mean, no lie. I didn't even know you could rap like that. Yeah. I didn't even know you can sing and put it together in one song. Mm. So you saved that. You saved that treasure, didn't you?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Who is the most influential person in your life that has helped you want to do what you do? Do you have anybody you looked up to along your journey?
Yeah, I mean, definitely coming up as far as like my musical influences, which was the first realm of creativity that I really gravitated toward. It was classics that, you know, my mom played, Stevie Wonder.
I love Stevie Wonder.
Classic. I love Donny Hathaway. I liked a lot of older music. Nat King Cole, mm-hmm, the Cruz. Mm-hmm. Just something about that vocal ability I really gravitated toward. It just kind of took you to another time and space when you hear it. You mm-hmm. know, those are my favorite artists.
It gives you that feeling in your gut.
Yeah.
That makes you feel like you're at home and mm-hmm. safe and
then
just right down to the point. And speaking of gut. Food and creativity. Mm. How does it link? You know, what is your favorite food that you use or go to when it's time for you to start working? Like, what's your favorite food? Like, your go-to food?
You know, I definitely love light food whenever I'm being creative. I don't want to be bogged down with a lot of heavy stuff like greasy foods like hamburgers, cheeseburgers, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to buy lunch from you where we met at Better Family Life.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Better Family Life. Love you, Better Family Life.
Now, there you had one of my favorite lunches with those burgers. You were just so creative with it. It was almost like a burger bar, build your own burger.
Yes, I did.
Had some ingredients on there I had never even considered, but I was like a huge fan. And every time you would come, I was so excited.
Yes, I know you love the one with the egg on there and the French onions and the pepper jack cheese.
Kind of new embodiment of something like a burger. So that just showed your creativity. And mm-hmm. then we would always
try to think outside the box with that sandwich, you know, inside out burger, hand cut fries, you know, something different.
Yeah.
You know, something unique and different that I can introduce to your everyday. And that's my purpose of going outside the box.
Yeah, so that was definitely like my favorite, you know, just midday meal thing. But my favorite food I would probably eat anytime, especially before performance or just to feel creativity, was your world famous pasta.
Oh,
I know
everybody loves the pasta. You know what? I'm gonna have to do something with that pasta. Everybody loves the pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is very delicious and lightweight, so it's like you can eat that any time of the day, any season. So thank you for that. I did not know that you was a fan of the pasta too.
Those two things, those burgers, incredible, and for lighter days, that pasta, which is sometimes a side item, but
it gets you filled up because I have a lot of veggies inside of there.
The mushrooms. I love mushrooms. Mushrooms are one of my favorite foods when a chef or someone can cook really well with them. I love mushrooms.
I'm so happy to know that you like the mushrooms, so that I'll make more mushroom dishes that you can purchase in the future.
Amazing.
Yeah, so some of the work that you've done, you know, who have you worked for? You know, you've done digital programming, you're a designer, you know, in addition to your music artistry. You are familiar with digital programming. If I could turn this camera around, you all can see some of the work that he does. So sorry. Let me get that back up to you. So this is some of the work that he does. He has a platform with all these songs and grooves on there. So that's something that you can tune into. And we're going to get to one of his songs right now called Cyber Dreams, one of my favorites. And it's 2 minutes long, so it's not going to take too much of your time. Take a listen and see if you want to get it on your everyday play. Here we go. Take a listen.
Lazio audio, crazy illogical, the way she making that body raw. Some pop and co, I got to close, she got the drip. I took a trip, break a mirror in the windows, it's titty. Sideways, black leather with the lace. Why you always want to taste the temptation?
How can we jump through all reality and manifest here and now?
Sensational appetite of the fucking fight. Day in and night, left in the right. Become a creature of light. Let go the retro and follow the echo. This call to fall and fall.
Cyber dreams fit into a higher being. Cyber dreams fit into
become a creature of light. Let go the retro and follow the echo. This call to fall and fall.
Cyber dreams drift into a higher being. Cyber dreams.
You control reality. You create reality. It's no matter what you say. Love is in. Perfect. Cyber dreams. Y'all like that? I like that. Drift into reality. That's I'm living in my reality right now. What you think about, you bring about. The law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And that song implements you control reality. Ain't that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. So I want to tell the viewers about how to reach you. You know, what platforms can they reach you on? How can they contact you if they want any work done, listen to any music? Just, we need to know how to get in touch with you.
Definitely.
Because you was hot. They don't know yet, but I'm trying to do a brief introduction of Zan the Man. We're going to have a live performance as well in a little bit from now. But however, I want people to know how to get in touch with you because you're something to listen to.
I really appreciate that. But definitely, I'm on iTunes and Spotify, most of the major streaming platforms. You can find me under Xander, X-A-N-D-E-R space L-O-V-E, Xander Love. And then you can also find me on Instagram. I'll put my information in the links on the live after we get done.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find me on Facebook under Xander Love, under Instagram, _Xander Love. And I'm on a few other apps as well. So you can, the XAN Xander Love will be on there, like Clubhouse. You can find me on there. I'm not super active, but I love the audio first platform and love just sharing information. So yeah, they can, I'll put the links in the description here or the comment section, but you can check me out under Xander Love on most platforms.
Oh, sweet deal. I've already got all his contact information. And if you didn't hear anything that he just said, you can contact me and I can link you up with him at any given time. Again, he is a digital programmer. He is a musical artist and he just has so many trades. He can do anything that you need done, whether it's musically, digitally, he's got your back. So Xander, yes. One more question, and I know we hate to bring it up, but you know, that's what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
COVID. How has it affected your business, and how has it affected you with your creativity? I know that it has been a hiccup in all of our lives, but we've had to pivot. And so how did you pivot?
Definitely. You know, first and foremost, I just wanted to make sure I was doing everything to keep my family safe. I have a beautiful fiance and two children.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was definitely, like many of us out there, trying to protect my family and make sure we were abiding by all the guidelines and social distancing and staying quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as work, you know, it's like one of those things where it all opened up a world of possibilities because society started leaning more into the digital verse,
mm-hmm.
you know, the digital universe, which is kind of like my home base. So it allowed me the opportunity to really collaborate with a number of clients that I hadn't in new ways that I hadn't done because everyone was so ready to communicate and reach other people. Hence our collaboration, you
mm-hmm.
know, just getting to work with you and work on production and designs and photography, even getting you doing some music and stuff was
yeah amazing. I know you mentioned to me you've done some work with NASA and Netflix. You have a representative from there that you've worked with, so you've got some heavy hitters on your on your spreadsheet.
It's been a blessing just to be able to collaborate and meet so many people, and my work has taken me from working on cutting edge, you know, programs of recidivism, ending, you know, mass incarceration, to the incredible work with Better Family Life, a staple in the St. Louis
mm-hmm.
area,
mm-hmm.
And even taking me to NASA, working with some designs on with NASA and just some other incredible entrepreneurs in the St. Louis region. I think we have some of the most untapped talent here. That the world's going to get to know
yes.
sooner as time progresses. St. Louis is full of incredible jewels that we're just so unique from everywhere else in the country being in the Midwest, you know?
Yes.
So I'm so excited just to continue collaborating with all these incredible minds and just diving more into that metaverse, into the digital cyber world,
mm-hmm.
you know, as things begin to open up, we can still be more connected, not only in person, but also we can continue to expand that, augment that, and use the digital world to help bring us even more connected. So,
yes, I've made a lot of connections digitally. That is, that's nice. The emails I send, the photos I send, the communication takes place digitally. I mean, it's you really got you something going here, because people just don't know if it's going to continue to be COVID. We're going to need a lot of digital software to take place for us to communicate anyway, because we're not going to be able to be hands-on. So you're going to be hands-on with your live performance. You're going to play some of your acoustic vibes and your little tunes. I can't wait to listen. So tell us a little bit about it before you take us out. And before you take us out, I want to give my viewers and family members and friends, my giveaway will be Memorial Day, May 31st on a Monday. Details will be left on my page. So please tune in and check out what I have to give. Please do. A lot of people don't participate. They just look at it and like it, but they kind of don't participate in the opportunity just to win something free for yourself or for a family member. So please check out That's So Good page at Tasty Selections for information on how to win something for free from Memorial Day giveaway. So Xander, what is going to be taking us out today? What are you going to be playing for us?
Well, there's just one thing I wanted to say also, Nisi, on
yes.
the show, because we kind of didn't get to touch on it too much, but I just want yes. to speak of how much you inspire me with your creativity. You know, I know a lot of the times we first think of the arts, you know, digital arts, photography and all those things,
mm-hmm.
When we speak of creativity, but the way that you bring creativity into your culinary skill set and your general just embodiment, your everyday life is amazing. And, you know, I don't know if you consider yourself an artist, but I absolutely do. So it's just incredible.
Oh, thank
you. Watch you develop it.
Don't get me to crying. Oh my God, thank you. Hey, I just
and continue to do so much for the community, because we need it. You know, we need people, advocates out here, just doing it for love. You know,
I like the way I feel when I like the way I feel when I give. You know, we're here to give without any thing in return. You know, we don't need to reap anything from giving. The reap for me is the joy in people's faces. You know, when they smile or give me feedback from the food or just engage with me or just have a conversation about something they may want to learn that they've seen me done. So my reap, the benefits that I reap is the smiling faces from the people that I've encountered in my lifetime. So thank you so much. So what you're taking us out with, Zan? So I can't wait to listen. I've never heard you live.
Yeah. It's where I first started. It's one of my biggest passions, but I haven't got to share it with my community or my audience yet. So I'm very excited to be, that's going to be my next project coming out later this year. Mm-hmm. It's actually an acoustic project.
Okay. You know, okay.
I have a lot of the production wise stuff online now and coming out soon, but I really want to get a little bit more raw and play some acoustic music.
Yes. Yes. And I like acoustic music because it's good for the soul and it makes you feel good. So we're getting ready to listen to some nice smooth tunes from his new upcoming album. And the song's called Medication.
Yes.
Medication. Yes. All right. Here we go.
In the booth here. Check, check, check. I need to take just a minute here and tune up.
No problem.
So how about we maybe put on one more song?
So we're going to play a song while he tunes up that guitar. You know how guitars are. Give us 1 second. Let's listen to some of the music.
Instead of verse and reverse, we meet nothing in that bubble book verse. Welcome to my world, girl. You can feel the team, girls. Kick it like a slip and single. You can be clear, I can be OB, low key. Hit me when you're feeling lonely, chilling like we always stand. So real say you're from all the phonies. Brother, which your number one show me. If you're feeling lonely, drop it on the pony. Feeling like a bill, no. Like a build out, from the city, I'm obscene, and I'm hot in that room. I'm from the SCA, the city that picked me back up when I fell.
Tune in for your tune, then why don't you play something that we already know, like a oldie but goodie, something that we're familiar with. Okay.
I think we're ready. We're good.
All right. Well, let's go. I'm ready. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you, Zan.
Thank you so much, guys, for hanging through that. That's bonkers. Thank you.
can always be real with you. Nighttime sky paint a vivid picture. It's crisp and cold, but we already blow. So you know we're feeling it deep, feeling it deep. Feeling our souls. A mother wrote to redemption. You should have probably should have mentioned, but you roll with me into my world, where the pain we feel is unnecessary. The pain we feel is what makes us real. So real. I can never let go, echo, echoes of our conversations. Vibrations that light shine in the night just like constellations. Life is hard, but this moment is my medication. My medication. And the pain we feel is what makes us
So I'll just give him a sample. I'll just play a little bit of that for now.
That was amazing. Let me tell you what I got out of that. The pain we feel makes it real. Ooh. The pain we feel makes it real. And we're going to end it out on that. Stay tuned for more information on the Memorial Day giveaway. And also check out Xander Love on all his platforms. We will have it attached to the link to this podcast. And again, a joy, food, and creativity with Xander Love and Chef Nisi.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. I got in line.